organization. We've given away over $125,000 in microgrants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. We're having an event to celebrate. Join us at the Spire on Sydenham Street at 6:30 p.m. on June 4th to meet other local movers and shakers, get to know your awesome Kingston trustees, win amazing door prizes, and enjoy some delicious treats. To register for this event or to learn more about Awesome Kingston and our 12 years of funding the unfundable in Kingston, visit us at awesomekingston.org.
Well, hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing this week? This is Josh coming at you with this week's episode of the Maple Forge. For the next couple weeks, I'm going to be doing a little feature called The Road to Rune. And so tonight's episode is The Road to Rune Part 1. Basically, what I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks is going through all the bands that are going to be playing at Rune Mountain Fest from June 26th to the 28th in Dunnville, and listen to a song or two by each of them. Kind of, you know, get ready for the festival. It's going to be a jamming time. There's 36 bands over 3 days. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be like a little Rune marketplace kind of set up. It's going to be a really neat little event. And, you know, we don't have enough independent, small metal festivals going on in Kingston. And it started small, but it's growing big. Last year, it took place in a different area, and they had to upgrade to a new area this year because there was such a large reception last year and this year. So it's going to be a blast. There's going to be a bunch of people, bunch of great bands. So let's kick off the Thursday night set of bands. So Thursday night, we're going to have Nova Doll playing. There's going to be Sun Below. There's going to be Ivy Gardens, Half Tight, Indian Handcrafts, and Wind Rider. So the first night is already a stellar lineup, and it's just the beginning of the festival. So we're going to kick it into some of these bands here. First, we're going to hear Nova Doll, and we're going to hear Dead Before I Knew It. And then we're going to kick it into Sun Below with their most recent track called Mammoth's Tundra. And then I'll be back to chat to you guys a little bit more. But yeah, let's get into some tunes. These guys will be playing on Thursday, June 26th at Rune Mountain. So here we go. Here's some Nova Doll and some Sun Below on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. All right, we're back after Dead Before I Knew It by Nova Doll and Mammoth's Tundra by Sun Below. So two great bands there. There's a wide range that's going on. There's some really grungy, stoner, doomy stuff, some more upbeat stuff, and just some straight-up doom metal. So if you're into metal, there'll be something for you. Let me tell you, there's even one of my favorite bands playing on one of the days, Black Absinthe. I'm stoked to get to finally see them. It's going to be great. But this next little section of bands is, you know, not so much metal. Not so much heavy metal, I guess, but more like relaxed metal, kind of with a punkish vibe. We've got Ivy Gardens coming up, and then Half Tight. So Ivy Gardens, we're going to hear the song Goon. If you watch the music video and know the movie Goon, it kind of is a parody of that. It's pretty good. I enjoy watching it and listening to the tune. And then Half Tight, we're going to hear their intergalactic interlude, and it's a live version. So again, these are two bands that are going to be playing Thursday, June 26th at Rune Mountain on day one of the 3-day festival. This is our Road to Rune celebration, part one. Let's get into some Ivy Gardens with Goon and Half Tight with Intergalactic Interlude here on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. All right. We are back after some Ivy Gardens with Goon and then Half Tight with their intergalactic interlude. So now we're going to get in to Thursday night's headliners, if you will, for the festival, for Rune Mountain Fest in Dunnville. We got Indian Handcrafts and Wind Rider. So we're going to hear two tracks from each of these bands. And like I said, these guys are headlining the first night of Rune Mountain Festival in Dunnville on June 26th. There's two more days after this, the 27th and the 28th. It's going to be 3 days of metal awesomeness. So many great people, so many great bands, so many great vendors. So we're going to kick it in to the headliners for Thursday night with Indian Handcrafts. We're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Worm in My Stomach, and then we're going to hear Bruce Lee. And then we're going to kick it in to some Wind Rider with Pit Witch and Space Paper slash Acid Saloon. So let's get into these tracks, and then I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. And then the show will be over, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. But before that time, here's Indian Handcrafts and Wind Rider coming at you here on the Maple Forge. And then again, June 26th at Rune Mountain Fest in Dunnville, Ontario. Get your tickets at Fanta Tickets. Be there. You can get 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, camping, no camping, whatever you want. If you want to go for 1 day, the option's there. All days, option's there. Go to the site, check it out. Tickets are super, super affordable. So yeah, here's some Indian Handcrafts and some Wind Rider on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are back after some Indian handcrafts with Worm in My Stomach and Bruce Lee. And then Wind Rider closed out that section. First song was Pit Witch. And the last one was Space Paper / Acid Saloon. So that was the show for tonight. First part of Road to Rune. Again, Rune Mountain is going to be an amazing festival happening in Dunville, Ontario from June 26th to the 28th. There's camping. There's merchants. It's going to be a glorious time. I'm so excited. The next 3 weeks is going to go so slow for me, but what can you do? But wait, I guess. So again, we heard the bands that are going to play Thursday night tonight. So we heard Nova Doll, Sun Below, Ivy Gardens, Half Tight, Indian Handcrafts, and Wind Rider. So hope you guys enjoyed the show. Next week, we're going to kick it into some of the bands from the Friday. I don't think we'll get into all of the bands. There are quite a few playing on the Friday because it's a full day of music with two stages. So next week, we'll get into part two of Road to Rune with some of the bands from Thursday. So I hope you guys tune in. Hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope you had an amazing day. It was a sunny, glorious day. I'm going to go and enjoy a little bit of the weather myself. So you all have a great week. We'll be back next week for Road to Rune Part 2 on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. You all rock. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. Have an amazing one.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's microgrant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in microgrants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. We're having an event to celebrate. Join us at the Spire on Sydenham Street at 6:30 p.m. on June 4th to meet other local movers and shakers, get to know your awesome Kingston trustees, win amazing door prizes, and enjoy some delicious treats. To register for this event, or to learn more about Awesome Kingston and our 12 years of funding the unfundable in Kingston, visit us at awesomekingston.org.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit kingstonhumanesociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's microgrant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in microgrants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. We're having an event to celebrate. Join us at the Spire on Sydenham Street at 6:30 p.m. on June 4th to meet other local movers and shakers, get to know your awesome Kingston trustees, win amazing door prizes, and enjoy some delicious treats. To register for this event, or to learn more about Awesome Kingston and our 12 years of funding the unfundable in Kingston, visit us at awesomekingston.org.
Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts, Carrie Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening, right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today. Welcome to another edition of Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music ahead of us. Let's jump.